Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair. Thank you so much for joining us for our du'as from the Quran series. Coming every day this Ramadan, bringing another du'a from the Quran for us to reflect on, for us to gain closeness to the Book of Allah and closeness to Allah by calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by and through the various du'as that have been given to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, alhamdulillah. The du'a series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provide clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over 1 million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you. To join their hashtag You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life, visit pausa.org/qalam. Jazakumullah khair. Brothers and sisters, today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be looking at one dua from the Quran, which comes in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran, verse number 250, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates that a believing army of Muslims fighting with Dawood on the side of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, they read this dua, very beautiful dua, and I think we can reflect on this dua and it connects to our lives in a deep way. The dua is, they said, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغَ عَلَيْنَا صَبَرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. They said, رَبَّنَا, our Lord, Rabbana. A lot of the du'as that we're going to be studying over this month, they begin with this phrase, Rabb. And the Arabic phrase, Rabb, is often translated as Lord in English. But I think if you go into the Arabic and really understand the word tarbiyah and to bring something up to its completion, that's what Rabb actually means. It means a sustainer, a nourisher. It's something that brings something up to its perfection. This is what tarbiyah is, and this is what a murabbi does, and this is where the word rub comes from. And the lessons that we learn is that whatever we're going to be talking about in this dua, these are things that come exclusively from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dua begins with the phrase, Rabbana, our Lord, our sustainer, the one who gives us all of these qualities that we need, and all of whatever we need to get through life, we're calling on that one, Rabbana. The next word in this dua is afrigh. The word afrigh in Arabic has the meaning of to shower down something. It actually comes from the meaning of being empty. So like when you take a bucket full of water and you take that bucket and you pour it out and all of the water comes out, now that bucket is farigh, it's empty. And so the word afrigh means, it's translated, we normally say, our Lord shower upon us, but it's actually asking that whatever we're going to ask for, oh Allah, give it all to me. Just give it to me in abundance, as much of it as you can, give me that thing. But what is that thing we're asking for? Well, the dua continues. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabara. Oh Allah, shower upon us patience, perseverance. Many times we translate quite often this word sabr to mean patience. But the word sabr doesn't do, patience doesn't do justice to the word sabr in its complete way. It doesn't really do justice to it. Perseverance is better. The Prophet ﷺ has taught us there's different types of sabr or perseverance. And I'm going to go through those different types of sabr so that we can see how we can connect to this dua. The first is sabr alal masa'ib, or sabr upon calamities. So we all understand life is ups and downs. Life's, subhanAllah, that's life is full of hardships and then ease and hardship and ease. That's what life is. And the concept of sabr is what helps us get through those difficult times. So the first type of sabr is sabr ala masa'ib, or calamities, difficulties. The second type of sabr is sabr ala ta'a. And this is where the word patience doesn't really fit the word sabr. But it means to be patient or persevere on good acts. So right now, subhanAllah, it's Ramadan. We're literally fasting during this month. And subhanAllah, Ramadan, fasting, the Prophet ﷺ said, you know, Sawm is all about perseverance, sabr. It's all about controlling the self. It's about telling the self, no, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to push through this ibadah because this is what's going to be better for me in the akhirah. And this is what's going to please the one that I love more than everything else. So sabr ala ta'a is the second. It means whatever the obedience is necessary, whatever good action there is, I'm patiently persevering through that, regardless of what my body feels, regardless of what society tells me, regardless of what my family tells me, I'm going to push through and stay on this act of obedience. And it's not always easy. And that's why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sabr on ta'a. And the last type of sabr, sabr anil ma'asi, patience or the ability to hold oneself away from sins. SubhanAllah, you look at Ramadan again, perfect example. Food is sitting right in front of you. Who sees you? No one is around. What's holding you? It's that sabr holding you back from that sin. Or, you know, looking at something haram, how do you hold yourself at that moment when your nafs is saying, I want to look at that thing or haram. I want to hear this thing haram. I want to do that haram action. What is the thing that's going to hold you back? It's the concept of sabr. So we have three types of sabr, very important types of different types of sabr to understand, because when we make this dua in Ramadan, and I think whatever dua we cover, guys, I think it's super important for us to immediately use this dua. Tonight into Hajj, tonight as you break your fast, before you break your fast, make this dua. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabara. Oh Allah, pour, shower patience upon me. Because patience is the thing that will get us through all of the difficulties that we have. We really have to learn this quality from the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is sabr. The next thing that this dua says, وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. And oh Allah, make our feet stand firm. See, this dua was being made by the soldiers that were with Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam when they were just about to go against the army of Goliath. They were just about to go against this army that was considered impossible to defeat. an external force that is so powerful. At that time, they needed their feet to stand fast. They needed what's called thibat. Thibat is the word there. What does thibat mean? Let me give an example. The Rasul, he actually used this word. He said, when a person has just passed away and you're burying that person, after you, the person has been buried, don't leave right away, but rather stay next to the grave, read some Quran, make dua, and ask Allah to give this person, here's the word, thibat. What does thibat mean? In that context, the Rasul, he said, it means when the angels come to question this person, what is your deen? Who is your prophet? You know, what do you say about Muhammad? That person at that moment needs to be firm. They need to be able to stand there and be firm and say what they know to be true. That is what thibat is. So these soldiers, before they were going into war, they made this dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this dua so much that he's teaching us it to us, the ummah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is thabbit aqdamana. Oh Allah, make my feet stand firm. Give me the ability to not let my feet slip, but just stand firm right where I'm at. Wansurna, and help us against all of those people coming against us, all of these people that are at war with us, because this was at a time when, again, the army of Dawood was going against the army of Goliath. Wansurna, O Allah, and give us nusra, give us help, assist us, help us. Wansurna alal qawm al kafirin, assist us against the people who are disbelievers. There's something very interesting about this dua that Imam Baydawi says. Imam Baydawi, he says that when times are difficult, extremely pressing circumstances, what often happens is we need to have emotional and physical strength at the same time. And sometimes we can emotionally be strong, but the body just give out. And sometimes the body can be strong, but the heart is just too weak. The qalb is just too weak. It can't take the difficulty. Imam Baydawi, he says, subhanAllah, that this dua is asking for a strong heart and a strong the physical ability to stay firm. So both of those are coming together. Beautiful dua. Before we go forward, I want to just add one more thing before we conclude. This dua is about asking for sabr, asking Allah for patience. It's interesting that many scholars actually say that asking for patience is not necessarily a good thing. Why is that? Allah teaches us this dua in the Quran, Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Allah is with the people of patience. Why would making dua for patience be not a good thing? Why would the ulama say that? Well, look at the rationale behind it. They say when you're making dua for sabr, you also need a circumstance to have patience on. And so you never want to be making dua for a difficult circumstance. You always want to make dua for afia, for tranquility, for ease, not for difficulty. When the difficulty comes and we're already surrounded by the difficulty, we find ourselves in a tough situation, what do we do? At that moment, we say, Ya Allah, give me sabr to get through this. Ya Allah, give me the patience to get through this, Ya Allah. Give me the strength of the heart, that's the sabr, and then thabbit aqdamana, give my feet strength so they can stand their ground so I can do what I need to do here. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغَ عَلَيْنَا صَبَرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقَدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Brothers and sisters, this is our dua for today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to use dua as a means to gain closeness to Allah in this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to realize that dua is the silah, or the weapon of the believer. It is our protection. Connect yourself to dua in this month, every night, every morning of Ramadan while you're fasting. Just look in your heart and make sure your heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast and all of our righteous deeds. Thank you so much for joining us, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. And we will see you guys tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.